guessing hanging in the middle of the country. Yeah, we started getting back.
Democrats got Max last Tuesday, and I was wrong, and Nancy Pelosi is not going to be Speaker of the House, and John Boehner is going to be Speaker of the House. My world was going to hell in a handbasket. I don't exactly know what to do. If you want to call me up and gloat, or call me up and make me feel better, or call me up and just talk, you know the number. It's 347-945-6713, and you'll get on with the fat left-hander. We, we got a lot of things to talk about. What's going to happen to the United States of America? What do you think? I actually did try to get on last Tuesday, and anybody who tried to tune in and didn't find me there, I apologize. I don't know what else to say. Oh, God, I got two switchboards open here. Let's see what's going on. And, hey, guest 4707. You're in the Norman Knight chat room, so are you happy that John Boehner is going to be Speaker of the House and Nancy Pelosi is, hopefully she'll be Majority Leader, or excuse me, I apologize, Minority Leader. I don't know what to say about the whole election. It makes no sense to me. I just don't understand how America could put these guys back in office. These were the same guys that were there when George Bush was president. These are the same guys that made this mess. And now they're going to get us out of this mess. I don't understand it. I just don't understand. And what do you think about it, 4747? I'm going back to the switchboard. Maybe we got some callers. I still got five empty lines. 4107. Oh, wait, no. That's not the call-in number. The call-in number is 347-945-6713. Oh, gosh, I don't even know where to start about things to talk about tonight. I had some Skype problems, and I'm not 100% sure why my Skyper didn't work last week, but it didn't. And I didn't have a cell phone because I'd lost the God-blessed thing. Isn't it horrible to lose your cell phone? I mean, it really is horrible. So I haven't been checking into what's going on in the world, but oh, gosh, I haven't had too bad a week when it all comes down to it. I am sorry I voted for Barack Obama. I will say that. Wait a minute. I just saw, I just tuned into the Wait a minute. This has got to be something. This has got to be really something. I'm just looking at the front page of the Washington Post here to see what's going on in this country of ours. Oh, gosh, the Republicans, they don't just hate Barack Obama. They're going to get rid of Mr. Steele as chairman, it seems, according to this article here in the Washington Post. No, I can't remember his first name. Let me go see what the article has to. You know, the article's entitled GOP Searches for an Alternative to Steele. Let's see what they come up with. It's always fun to read Chris Silesia's The Fix column. Michael Steele, how did you forget this? They would like an alternative to Chairman Steele. It must be because they won the election. Yeah. Must be because they really hate Barack Obama because, well, health care. Yeah, that's it, I'm sure. What do Barack Obama and Larry Steele have in common? I don't know. They don't both wear glasses. They're both kind of old. Well, about the same age. Could it be their skin color? You decide for yourself. Let me go back to my chat room, see if there's anybody in there. No, I don't want to save that. We're going to leave that alone. Where is that chat room? 347-945-6713 is the number. No callers yet. Oscar talks. Well, hello, Oscar. Welcome to the Norman Knight chat room. Have you got something you'd like to add to our discussion? You can type it here in the chat, and I'll add it to the on-air discussion, or you can call in 347-945-6713, and you can be on directly with Norman Knight. I would love that. Oh, Oscar, maybe he's going to call because he, hey, 49-26. Welcome to Norman Night. We're just talking about what Michael Steele and Barack Obama might have in common. Since it seems the Republicans are now turning on Michael Steele. What do you think, 49-26? It's not political parties, that's for sure. I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. If I don't get some calls soon, I may only go to 9:30 today. I'm just so worn out. I mean, we just finished the production of Macbeth last week. I happened to be able to play Kate Duncan, and it was a lot of fun. I worked really hard to get those lines down, and while they weren't perfect, there were no long gaps or pauses, at least that I know about. I did enjoy the show. Oh, excuse me. So if you want to give Norm a call, 347-945-6713. I think my water's boiling, so what I'm going to do is try to scare up some calls while I go get my coffee.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone.
Well, just give me a call, 347-945-6713. I'm going back in the chat room. Hey, no problem, Oscar. Hey, Colt, welcome. Tried several I'm not sure what's happening. Can you hear me, Colt? Can anybody hear me? I wonder if there's something wrong with the microphone. I mean, I'm sure getting the music through. Oscar, you're back. Somebody give me a call. Go back to the switchboard. I got five lines open. I wonder if it's because I have two switchboards open. Let me close one of them. There. Now, can anybody hear me? Hey, a good friend of mine, a PhD, is available in the Skype world. Who knows? Maybe he'll give us a call tonight. The last mention I get is Blog Talk. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Could you hear the music? I guess, you know, I got the cheap version, and so they're not hearing me. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe I should just hang up and try again. Test. It sounds like my microphone's working. Fight the man, yeah, you better believe it. You better believe it, Dr. Boss. You better believe it. 60 years of fighting the man, you get tired of it, I'll tell you that. You know, I don't know how to be any other way, though. What can I say? What happened to my chat room? I see your words, Oscar. Yeah, that is kind of interesting. Let me go and look at the Blog Talk page. I wonder if it'll help if I am going to log off and log back in. I am going to log off and log back in. Hang on. Oh, boy. Let's see what's going on here. Let's end the show. No callers on.